Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Washington, D.C. President Donald Trump names a key component to his national security team. That's the headline. In a moment, Colonel Bob McGinnis at the Pentagon will join me with more details on this story.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
What is the National Security Council and what is its responsibilities?
Well, they advise the president with regard to any issue that is considered a national security issue. You know, it's really up to the president who he wants to listen to in terms of national security. And at the same time, they were going to exclude the director of national intelligence, which right now is Dan Coats, former senator. You know, it really is up to the president as to what the topic is, what type of trust that he has in the various advisors. But typically, you have State Department, Secretary of State, Secretary of Defense, the national security advisor, the director of national intelligence, and others of the president's choosing to help him make the tough decisions that he must make on a regular basis.
And the advisor is the one, basically, that accumulates all this information from the Defense Department, the Secretary of State, etc., and he then brings it to the table and makes his recommendation. Is that pretty much how it works?
Depends upon the trust between the advisor, the Defense Department, and State Department, because, you know, he's sort of an independent agent. He doesn't have to go through Senate confirmation. That makes it much easier. He has a fairly large staff, and in fact, I know a number of people over there. They're all very bright, very capable, and that's what you need from the president. Quick turnaround on international challenges and provide the president with the best of information. The Pentagon is a bit stodgy, the State Department even worse, in terms of delivering very timely materials. That's why you have right there at the White House the NSC.
Colonel Bob McGinnis from the Pentagon with details about the formation of President Trump's national security team. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. Your question may well be, what does the Trump administration's national security team have to do with Bible prophecy? Well, that's a great question, especially since the United States is not even mentioned in Bible prophecy in God's Word. However, since the United States is the superpower of the world today, the actions of the United States will actually help set the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. You know, God established human government way back in Genesis chapter 9 and verse 6, some 4,500 years ago, and down through the centuries, God has used human government to direct humankind here on the earth. Revelation chapter 17 and verse 17 reveals that the Lord will continue to use human government in the future to direct earth dwellers into the prophetic scenarios of his future plans found in Bible prophecy. Bible prophecy that will indeed be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...